This change has been engineered by the globalist elite who hold monopolies over basic resources, energy, pharmaceuticals, transportation, and telecommunications, including the news media. As detailed throughout this work, the same men, families, and companies that first supported communism in Russia funded and supported National Socialism in pre-war Germany. With the defeat of the Germans, they simply shifted their attention to the United States. They were abetted by Nazis financed by the stolen wealth of Europe, perhaps including Solomon's treasure, and utilizing a vast network of worldwide corporations. Thousands of Nazis escaped to both North and South America, their way facilitated by supporters in Wall Street, the Bank of England, and the Vatican. Using German advances in the study of the human mind, behavior, and propaganda, these self-styled globalists are now attempting to subdue the American population through a maze of government policies, drugs, a dumbed-down education system, and a controlled corporate mass media. Political and corporate leadership continually swap roles, creating a merger of the state and industry, the very definition of fascism. Mergers and leveraged takeovers have concentrated corporate power into fewer and fewer hands. Many of those directly connected through banking and corporate ties to pre-war support for the Nazis. Law enforcement personnel increasingly no longer wear the blue uniforms of police sworn to serve and protect, but black body armor with the German-style military helmets initially dubbed the Fritz by the soldiers. Even the fields of religion, education, and entertainment are being used to transform whole generations of formerly free Americans into cowed and subservient members of an increasingly national socialist system. Is the new American empire, as it is described in numerous books and articles, in danger of becoming an empire of the wealthy, a fascist Fourth Reich? Hitler's thousand-year Reich collapsed after a mere 12 years. How long before the end of the New World Order's Fourth Reich in America? An account of the fall of the Fourth Reich has not yet been written, for it has yet to happen. If and how this is to be accomplished is up to you, dear listener. This concludes The Rise of the Fourth Reich. Please visit our website, www.tantor.com, for more information on our growing library of unabridged audiobooks and to take advantage of special offers. Or call toll-free 877-7-TANTOR to request a catalog.